Welcome to The Shepherd's Voice with Archbishop Lucas. I'm your host, David Hazen. Archbishop, thank you for being here again today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
A couple weeks into Lent now. I know that sometimes the Lenten journey can wear on for people, or they get discouraged, confused, maybe disappointed in not having fulfilled their obligations as they thought they would, or their new, you know, great penance that they were going to take on. Not me, of course. I never have that problem. But as we're in a couple weeks into Lent here, what's a focal point you could offer us for our prayer and our reflection?
You're right. When we get a few weeks into Lent, it can seem like a burden. And, you know, whatever our resolutions might have been, we kind of think to myself sometimes, I didn't know it was going to be so long.
Right.
I think that the challenge in the church, and really it's the blessing, is to see Lent as an opportunity and not a burden. It's a particular time of grace and favor that's given to us by God, and we celebrate it or mark it together within the church. In our archdiocese, and really all over the place in the church, at the Easter Vigil, and probably on Easter Sunday, we'll have a number of baptisms. Easter is a great time to remember baptism, to celebrate it, and to think, those of us who've been baptized a while now already, to think back on our own baptism. In addition to those who are baptized at that feast, all of us will be invited to renew our baptismal profession of faith, our baptismal promises. In some way, then, the season of Lent is preparing us for that great day and for what we will do together that day, either witness the baptism of others or else certainly renew our own profession of faith. And we don't want to be just mechanical about that. That's a significant thing for us to be doing. So I find it helpful sometime near the beginning of Lent, or in the middle, really any time we think of it, to recall my own baptism. And I would encourage others to do that. Maybe you know exactly where you were baptized. Maybe it's a place that you can visit sometime during these Lenten days. But even if you can't go there physically, you can go in your imagination. It's a good time to think of our parents, godparents, those who might have carried us to the baptismal font, or maybe sponsors and friends, a spouse perhaps who accompanied us, those who were baptized as adults. Because that was a day that meant a significant change for all of us in our relationship with God, with ourselves, and really with all of creation. We know that at the baptism of Jesus, which Jesus we know didn't need a sacramental baptism like we do, but at his baptism in the Jordan, the heavens opened and there was this voice that was heard to proclaim, "This is my beloved Son." So our Heavenly Father gave his affirmation, we might say, to Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry and made clear who he is. We don't get a voice from heaven at our baptism. Usually, I suppose God could do that if he wanted to, but most of the time that's not the case. At the same time, we know the truth that God looks on each of us on the day of baptism and says, "You are now my beloved daughter. You are now my beloved son." Our relationship with God changes then. We're brought into the family, into the household of faith, and we're set up for the inheritance that goes to the children of the family, which is eternal life that is ours now through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, those saving events that we'll celebrate as Lent draws to a close. God is sort of expressing his plan for us on the day of baptism, that we be saints. In some ways, we might say our life's project is to figure out how to let God have his way. God's designs for us is that we have eternal life. We begin to live in his kingdom already in this world through baptism and then the other sacraments. But God's design is for us to live forever with our sins forgiven. The season of Lent is an opportunity to focus again on what is God's way, what's really God's will for you and for me, and how do I see myself cooperating more fully with that, because that's the way, that's the will or the plan that is going to mean life for me. We recall early in the season of Lent the temptation of Adam and Eve and the original sin. And at that moment, the devil offered to Adam and Eve a lie, really, but it was attractive. In a sense, the devil was communicating to them, trying to get them to believe that in some way God was competing with them for their good, and that to let God have his way was somehow a diminishment for them. So he got them to the point where they were willing to say, they fell for the lie, they were willing to say, "Yes, we see God's plan all around us. There's so many things that God's given to us, so many things that we get to do. We love all that. But this one restriction, this one thing that God has told us not to do, they were convinced to see that as an impingement on the part of God on their freedom, on their goodness, on their flourishing. So it was a lie. They gave into the lie. They bought it, chose it, and we live with the consequences of that. What they did, as we see in the scriptures, show us really what's at the heart of every temptation and every sin. God has announced his love for us. We're his beloved children. If we have come to know God, as revealed in the scripture and revealed certainly in the person of Jesus, we know we have a loving God whose only desire for us is that we live forever, and yet we continue to listen to the lie that God really wants to take something from us. And so we don't want to let God have his way. We want to have our own way. For whatever reason, that seems like a good idea at the time, because of fear, or because we're looking for pleasure, because of our ignorance, because of coercion. I mean, there's all kinds of ways for us to sort of take over at a certain moment and, in a sense, take away from God part of his plan for our flourishing. The invitation, the opportunity for the season of Lent is to think again about God's way, God's plan for us in Jesus Christ, and to give ourselves to it a little bit more fully once again. Our practices of prayer, fasting, almsgiving are really designed to help us develop habits or patterns of life. It's like giving ourselves to a training program. If we're going to run a marathon or do something extraordinary in a physical way, that we have to practice day in and day out. So Lent does seem long, but the point is we practice giving God his way, getting out of ourselves a little, having less of our own way, giving ourselves to God's plan over time, so that we see the good of it becomes part of us, and we're better equipped as we go past the Feast of Easter to put ourselves in God's hands, which is where we are anyway, but to do that willingly so that we cooperate in God's plan and have the joy and the peace of it even now.
In a sense, yeah, to discover what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very helpful, that part about baptism, to realize what already he said about me, about my identity,
mm-hmm.
that be uncovered over time. Thank you for that, because I find that helpful to resist also the temptation to do Lent our way. I think that's kind of a sneaking
temptation. That is always a temptation to make Lent my project.
Right.
And it really, the opportunity is to give ourselves over more fully to God's project, which is realized in us, in our life with and in Jesus Christ. Since we are tempted sometimes to have it be our project, we sometimes might ask ourselves, what does a successful Lent look like? You know, can I keep all my resolutions or my all my projects? And we should think of some good practices to do. We may find after a couple of weeks that we're falling down on those a little bit. And again, the devil tempts us to think, oh, I can't do it, or it doesn't make any difference. It wasn't important anyway. But if it seems to have been a good resolution or something good for us to practice, we should stand up and just pick up where we left off. And again, the point is to place ourselves more in the presence of God, to conform ourselves more to the plan of God. And if we didn't do it so well yesterday, we can do it today and resolve to try to do it tomorrow. How will I know if I've had a successful Lent? If at Easter, when it's time to renew our baptismal profession of faith, when I'm asked, do I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to be able to say that joyfully and to know that means that I'm a beloved son of God. You may be a beloved son or daughter of God, and to rejoice in that truth. We sing hallelujahs all over the place, and there's great rejoicing and celebration on Easter. What are we celebrating? Jesus is risen from the dead. True, and that's a pivotal event in history, but what is that to me? Well, that's part of what I end up discovering during the season of Lent, that's life for me. Yeah, that means that I, too, am a beloved son of God, that God has in mind to give me the inheritance, which is life forever. That's God's plan for me. It's a pretty good plan. I really, in my prayerful moments during this season, I can't think of a better one for me. I want, now that I've experienced life, I want more life, not less. And so I try. I can't do it perfectly. None of us can. But I try to give myself not only to assenting to that plan, but then making the choices that mean that I'm cooperating with it, traveling along the path to life that God has marked out for me.
Excellent. I'm going to appropriate that as my own prayer as well. And I invite everybody who's listening to do the same. Yeah, this makes Lent much more fruitful to have a recognition that we're being invited to something. As you said, an opportunity and not a burden, not an imposition, but a discovery of that we're loved. Thank you very much, Archbishop. That's very helpful.
Yes, my pleasure. Blessed Lent to everyone.
Amen. I will say a blessed Lent to everyone, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, a podcast of the Archdiocese of Omaha. For more information, visit archomaha.org/podcast.